Augusta. Hey Augusta. Hey Augusta. Hey Augusta.
Welcome back.
Hey, Daryl, how about this? How about we got pulled over this past weekend? Me, Daryl, and JR. Yeah, we was all riding.
Y'all was
car.
Going over, what, XO Lola?
Yeah, we were actually headed to a little nice spot, man. You know, actually it was Soho. We headed there, and we was going down the street. Now, I didn't know what Daryl was doing. I don't know. Okay, put it like this. I'm in the back seat. Daryl driving.
I know that first car was going 135.
I honestly didn't see the first car, but you know
see
how
the first car that was so
you know asleep.
No, you know you be riding with somebody and they be driving fast, but you don't want to be like feeling like the bitch in the car by saying something about it. Like that, I was in the back seat. There I was going a little fast, where I was like, just sitting back there. Then all of a sudden, dude, I saw that red and blue lights. I promise you didn't see the lights at first, dog. I promise you, because I was like, Daryl. I said, Daryl, the police is behind us or something like that. Or I forgot what I said to you, but I think because I was sitting right in the way, because you know what I'm saying, my head and stuff. That's probably why you didn't see the lights or whatever. And then he pulled over and stuff, and like we was mad. I didn't necessarily see another car just zoom past us, but I know it was a car close to us. You know what I'm saying? I know we was the ones that got pulled over. Daryl and JR both saw the car pass us up. They said the car was going faster than where we was going. I believe them. You know what I'm saying? But the officer, it was funny because when the officer came up on the window, Daryl was like, "Well, man, y'all can get that Mustang doing like 80 miles per hour." He said, "Nope, got you." Hey, dog, I was like, when the officer tell you some shit like that, ain't nothing you can say.
I was like, all right. Right. Daryl, here go my shit.
Exactly. Daryl just like, yeah. All right, here my license and my insurance. He had to finally get the insurance on the phone. And I think that's dope to let you show your insurance on your phone now. But it was just funny, man, the way that he responded. Like, after the dude just said, "Well, I got you." it was like, oh, okay. Well,
and I was thinking about, I was like, he was lazy as fuck. He just didn't want to chase after that car, though, probably.
That's all that was, though.
Like, he was going so fast, like, it was like, fuck it.
So they be doing the motorcycles and shit.
Yeah, like, they say, like, motorcycles, they won't even go after them if they're going so a certain speed.
Hell yeah.
Never catch that motherfucker.
I know, like, yeah, I done seen plenty of times a motorcycle just zoom, 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 zoom.
And then that is, look, this.
I don't be seeing no police by him. I be figuring police done seen them speeding, but I'm sure the police feel like, nothing to chase nobody on them. You're not going to catch nobody on a motorcycle. You know what I'm saying? You're not. That's what we need to get. We need to get a motorcycle. Somebody who ride a motorcycle, do stunts on our show.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Summer coming up. You know, we got people there.
You know anybody on them?
I'm trying to think. Do I know a couple people that ride, man, but I don't know about doing stunts.
They might know somebody, though.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's my next mission then.
Yeah.
Get a ride on her.
Well, hey, what's been going on Javon?
Man, getting ready for Class Clowns on the 19th, man. April 19th, we are rocking out. I actually have some pretty dope comics on the show. My homeboy DJ Reminisce, not DJ Reminisce, DJ Epic, he used to do comedy actually back in the day. Me and him started around the same time. But he stopped doing comedy and, you know, kept DJing and stuff. But now he's making his return to the stage.
Oh, he's going to come back?
Yeah, he's gonna do a little comedy, man. So
I'm
letting him hit up the stage on Class Clown because, you know, me and him rock out together. We got Will C, comedian Will C. We got Maurice G. Super funny. And my bro Ham from St. Louis, but he's currently living in Chicago right now. You can catch him up there. But Brandon Hot Sauce Glover, he's headlining tonight, man. And like I said, we're rocking it out. Afterwards, I'm sure we're going to either go to Lola or EXO. Well, we're gonna have some fun, man. We're going to have some fun.
Teddy, what's been going on?
Not a whole bunch, man. Just working hard. Just got to put on this job for these folks, man. So
tired.
Hella tired, bro.
Real, what's been going on?
Man, fighting these allergies.
Man, you telling me, dude. These allergies is killing me. It's ridiculous with this weather. This weather going back and forth. I just need to stay hot just so I can just not be worried about this shit.
Yes, it's horrible.
All right, well, let's jump into this.
Wait a minute, Daryl. Yeah. What you got going?
Not too much. Nothing too much. Just keeping everything swinging. Grinding out. Just laughing at some different things going on. Especially with I was tripping off the other day, though. They still ain't find this goddamn plane.
I think they just said fuck it right at this point.
They was talking about, I was reading something today on CNN talking about they found some sonar that was caught some fragments or something somewhere off the coast of somewhere.
But they'd say they kind of shit just to kind of put you at ease, but it's like, no, y'all really just can't find a plane.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Say that
like
shit.
Like, we fucked up. They say we fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Y'all, we can't find a plane. We don't know where the fuck it was. I think they need to have somebody come forward like that and just be dead real. People like, hey, man, for real, I'm going to let y'all know right now. We don't know where the fuck the plane is. I look for it. Look, my homeboy had the cell phone on him. I'll try to figure that. You know, he always keep his shit on when he on the plane. But that shit wasn't working. We checked that. The black box, look, we don't know what I don't even know if a black box even the plane. For real, was an old-ass plane. The pilot told me, you know, hey, we got a few more trips on this plane. We need to update it. But, you know, we're trying to cut back on costs. So shit went down. Shit went wrong. We don't know where the plane is. Rest in peace. So what we're going to do is and just go to the next thing. You know, don't even acknowledge the plane no more. But, no, they definitely don't know where the plane is. So they didn't need to tell us. I don't know where it is.
I appreciate everyone emailing us at straightolc@gmail.com. Hook us up with some more iTunes reviews. We appreciate that. That helps us move up in the rankings, helps more people get visible. We still in the top 100 on Stitcher Comedy podcast. We moving on up on there as well, too.
Out of how many people is in the game?
77. I think we 77.
I'm saying, but like, out of how many comedy podcasts are there?
Maybe.
A rough estimate.
I mean, 20,000.
For real?
20,000 comedy podcasts.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, so we moving on up there. So appreciate everybody giving us love. Show us love on the Stitcher app as well as iTunes. Give us some reviews on there. We'll read them on the air, of course, and show you love that way. Also, give a shout-out to our sponsor, TweakedAudio.com. Get them headphones. Man, people been buying headphones, you know, helping us out. We appreciate that. Go to TweakedAudio.com. Put in the code SOLC, and you get 33% off your headphones and free shipping. And it's a lifetime guarantee on those headphones. So you can't beat that. So support them. They support us. All that good, goody, good stuff. All right, let me jump into this mailbag real quick. this one is from one of our listeners, though. She's one of our homegirls, Dimpala. She says, episode 13, I'm telling you guys, I had to pull my mail truck over when Rim cut the track. I heard that brief silence of Daryl and Teddy trying to catch their breath from laughing. Oh, my God. I rewinded it 5 times. I was laugh out loud so hard. It was too much, but that ish on everything, like hot sauce. Put that shit on everything, like hot sauce.
You talking about what he said?
Yeah.
He said that nigga sound like Crane.
Yeah. When you said that nigga sound like Crane, put that shit on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like hot sauce. I love y'all so much, by the way. It's something super contagious about Teddy's laugh. I love it. Now about to finish listening to the episode. Peace.
Salute. Appreciate
it,
man.
Shout out to you, Dimpala. All right, next one is from our homeboy, Richard Johnson. He says, thank you so much. Them dick riding blogs be on his title of his email is overrated. Thank you so much. Those dick riding blogs and podcasts be on Jay-Z dick. Their reviews of the Magna Carta was crazy. It's like they were finding things to like to a simple song. Jay-Z is okay now, but still not a top 5 rapper of all time. Barely in the top 10. And he says has an ellipsis. Barely, with a lot of exclamation points. Most of our generation were on his dick, and people will continue to say Takeover was better than Ether. Really? Ether killed the hell out of Jay-Z and the whole rock. So that's from Richard Johnson.
I agree. Yeah, Ether, like this. When Jay-Z swung first, Nas came back with Ether. Jay-Z was like, oh, shit, let me just talk about his
baby mama.
Yeah.
It's almost one of the things that you talk about, like when you getting joned on somebody going off on your slacks or your shoes. And
You start joning on somebody first.
Yeah.
And then they just start eating you up. And then you be like, nigga, that's why you used to be in a special class. Like, they try to bring something personal up.
And you be like, everybody. And then the thing is, though, everybody know that I was in a special class. Yeah. Right. I just got transferred from there.
Right.
That's why your brother died.
Yeah, right.
What?
So your grandma got cancer. Oh, man, you kind of took it. And Jay-Z knew he took it before. That's why he got on there and apologized. You know he apologized about that. He apologized about Super Ugly.
Yeah, that one was out of control. And I heard, mm-hmm. I was like, this dude sound like he taking this way too personal.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, I want an email from my boy Mike Coy. He sent this to a grandmother claims sperm facials are her anti-aging secret.
Hold on, what?
Wow.
It says, grandmother claims sperm facials are her anti-aging secret. This is from our boy, Mike Coy.
Oh, let's find out.
Baby batter applied to the face. He says in his email, baby batter applied to the face heals from aging. Who knew?
Baby batter?
Yeah, baby batter, he says.
So, wait.
That's what this woman says at 67 that she looks so young for. Let me click on it.
Skeet, skeet.
More.
Skeet, skeet.
More.
This is the woman right here. She says this keeps her face fresh. 67 is by taking nuts to the face.
That's it, nigga.
Skeet, skeet. Let me
see. That shit is she. Let me see how she looks.
She's like she been taking punches to the face.
Nah, she looks like she had plastic surgery.
Yeah,
but like she said it's skeet. Getting skeets to the face.
Skeet cells.
Who's skeeting in her face? Her husband?
It doesn't matter.
They just hire, she hiring people, just bust off.
It does not matter, man. Beast, coyote, it doesn't matter.
She just wanted to skeet, man.
Oh,
she
shit, no. It's semen injected into her. Ew. Like Botox.
What? Wow. Now, that kid, you were right.
Hey, talk about who the fuck thought. Wow. How would you come up with that idea to say, you know what?
You know what I mean? It's a sperm mask. Like you make a cream with the sperm and put it on your face. Not, it's not Botox. It's a sperm mask.
Wow. Where are you getting this spunk from?
Cause at the one, I look at the one bus. Like I'm saying, I'd be a little bit tired. I maybe can do a top lip, but I can't do the whole mask. I maybe can do your cheek. I can't do no mask.
You get that earlobe.
So for real. They say Heather Locklear says she uses semen on her face $2.
Where are they getting the semen? Is it what? Can
is
I,
it human semen?
Yeah, I'm about to say yes. Is it human semen?
That doesn't say.
But they over here
silverback semen,
rhinoceros semen.
It doesn't say. They say for her husband.
It's like, you know what time it is? Like, babe, we just did this yesterday. I have a gala tomorrow.
We have the Oscars. all right, I guess. Which side do you want it on?
Put it on red tube.
Give me some Viagras. Where are my Viagras? Did you throw the bag away that I had right here on the side of the nightstand?
Oh, you mean to tell me those weren't night pills? Those weren't sleeping pills?
Oh, shit. You're going to look like Eartha Kitt in the morning. I'll look at Flynn.
Oh, shit. Eartha Kitt was bad. She was like 90-some years old when she died. And I still wouldn't.
She wasn't bad at. No, you wouldn't.
I would have tapped that.
At 90?
Yeah, I'd have tapped it.
Hell no.
Right. Third like, get out of here.
I would have tapped
her. Like sober?
Yeah. Totally sober.
Nah.
Are you tapping it just because it's Eartha Kitt? Like, just say that you hit Eartha Kitt or because you're actually attracted to a 90-year-old woman?
No, I'm not attracted to a 90-year-old woman, but she's bad, though.
The kid was wait a minute. That's impossible.
That's oxymoronic.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a straight contradiction.
No, Eartha Kitt was. Dude, you talking about Eartha Kitt here?
So answer the question. Are you smashed?
We weren't around when Eartha Kitt was young and bad. So
right. I would have had that vision in my
she's
head been of
so
old.
You're smashing because she's Eartha Kitt. Kitt.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You just want her. You want to hear her go, my cat.
So I'm saying. So what I'm saying. When she's older though, would you consider her bad though? A bad old lady.
Yeah, she a bad old lady.
So she's bad then, right?
Here you go. Yeah, she's bad.
Okay, so you're attracted to her. The girl is attracted to older women. We talk not past MILFs.
Yeah, I fuck her all in her orifices.
He's like GILFs.
Take out that. What's that little bag they had when they peed in the little bag?
Colostomy
bag.
Shit in the bag, yeah.
Pull that right out, put my dick in.
Oh, man.
We just like having anal sex.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, let's go into the
meat. Yeah, Ted. What we're going to do is.
All right, let's get into the news for the day. All right, Al Sharpton called snitching.
Yeah, somebody said he linked with the mafia?
FBI informant or something.
That is the thing, though. I remember, I don't know if y'all remember this. It was a 2020 or like 48 hours episode back when we was in high school, though, where they was showing him on tape taking bribes. Al Sharpton on tape.
Yeah,
take
you
should have
got that shit pulled, right? Like,
yeah.
Nobody find that shit no more.
But you can't find that episode no more, though. But I remember watching because they had it on the little black and white old school cameras, like in the 80s. And he was taking,
hey, why did you use that picture?
Like that was how he looked in it, though. And he had a cowboy hat on, though. And I remember this vividly. Al Sharpton had that old school look, the big with a cowboy hat on.
Did he do this because he wanted to look like George Washington? Like they wanted the old like white wigs and shit. You know how they used to sit in the courts.
I'm saying
no. You heard this pitch right? He had to be being silly, right?
No, he was dead ass serious.
That's real.
Nah, dog. I'm saying Ren, they could have found a better pitch than him than this, dog.
He don't look like a magistrate.
That's one word. They be looking through pictures and they find a picture that look cool, but they be like, nah. We got to find another one there.
Heard the worst one.
Yeah.
And he looked like a black duchess.
Dude, he lost all weight, didn't he?
He lost a gang of weight. I think he had gastric, didn't he?
Huh?
Did he have gastric?
Bypass. Yeah, I think you are.
He looks
right.
Like the way of the skin.
Yeah. No, I know he lost a lot of weight because I thought he had cancer.
He liked to do it on South Park. They be having a puppet.
Oh, no.
Mr. Sock.
Yeah.
Mr. Sock. No, it's the teacher.
Oh, what's his name? His name is Mr. Garrison.
Mr. Garrison.
But what's the puppet's name?
This is Sup.
No, it's Mr. Hat.
We need to get
hey,
Al
Mr. Sharp. Hat.
If any of our listeners are listening to us, we want to get Al Sharpton on our show.
Oh, he ain't going to come over here and talk about the, because he was snitching, though.
We
want
to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, the Italians and all that shit.
For
like
real?
Some mafia shit, yeah. He was in some mafia shit, like snitching
the feds.
He probably
knows people, man.
Which is fucked up that the feds even dropped this. Why the feds even released this information that he was snitching, though?
Because the feds are not for you.
Hey, how long ago was this?
83.
So you think some niggas are still mad?
Hell yeah, they'll find a reason to be mad.
40 years ago?
Yeah.
They're like, I forgot all about that. They'd
be like,
Al this.
Hey, he sure did get Pretty Tony locked up.
Hey, Al. It's about the code, you know? Come over, invite him over.
Man, come on, B.
They just playing. They being silly.
This look like a character.
Aaron, that probably wasn't even around the time he was snitching. They just went and found these pictures on her.
Right.
That boy.
Hey, look
like,
at this. Look at this.
That
medallion.
Boy built like Aretha Franklin on his with a suit on.
With a pouch.
Hey, if you don't get on.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
He looked like the Black Penguin off of Batman.
Oh, the Black Penguin. Oh shit, he got But the Bonanno locked up? Joe Bonanno, scroll down. Because the thing is, no, that's Genovese.
No, that he was up.
No, that's Genovese right there. Yeah, because
that nigga looked
Genovese
like
was, Genovese was gangsta dude, though. Because, no, it's, is there, maybe it is Joe Bonanno. But the story goes with one of them. It's either Genovese or Bonanno, where he basically was finna get locked up. So he start acting like he was an invalid. So he would just start doing dumb shit, like walking out the house with a robe on randomly, talking to himself and shit, trying to act like he crazy. But they didn't lock him up for an extra like 5 years.
Because
they thought he was like going crazy. So he just started doing dumb shit. But then after they caught him on the phone and shit, like being regular
and
shit. Like, yeah, like setting up shit though.
Whoa.
Like he walk in the crib, be like, da 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 da, and then just walking around. Like they see
what was he doing?
Da 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 da. Dude, it was so gangster though that he never broke character though. He would be like in a regular.
If you think about it though, if it was set in your mind that you gonna be doing 30 years, or either you better play this fucking character.
Dude, he
was
walking around McDonald's and stuff like, I'm gonna shit on myself. He would shit on himself and do shit like that in public.
He shit on himself in McDonald's?
Millions of times they say he would do stuff like that.
Dude, he looked like...
Like, I'm talking about he played it to the T, dude.
That's crazy.
He just act like he was crazy.
Gigante.
Yes, Gigante. It's big chin, the chin Gigante. That's who it was. Vic Gigante is the one, though. That's the dude that was acting like he was an invalid for 5 years, dog. Think about you playing it up. The only time you ain't acting like it is when you in your crib.
Oh, and then look how they going to have him on that picture, with him and Obama. They would show that picture. What do Obama got to do with Al Sharpton snitching?
Dude, this article is crazy, though, man, because it had all kind of different stuff it connected to Al Sharpton, man. Like, they really, whoever wrote this article fucking did a lot of fucking research, man. Yes.
Don't he look like the vampire from Blade 2?
Oh, shut up, man. You talking about the one dude that was, he do, Vic Gigante. He does look like him, though.
The one that they were setting on, he put the beam on and set him on fire.
Remember his chin will open up.
That was his son. That was his son.
Yeah.
That was his son.
The original vampire.
Nomax's father.
He looked just like Nomax's father.
Yeah. that's the chin Gigante. Yeah, man. That was a dope thing, though. Crazy that he was doing that. But I guess Sharpton was diamond out him. He dimed out one Joe Bonanno. He dimed out some people from the Gambino crime family, Joe V's crime family. He was diming people out, getting them on wiretaps, all kind of shit.
Celebrities who refuse to work together.
Yeah, so that's crazy that they I don't know if somebody got a beef with him or why they decided to come up with it now, but he snitching. All right, next up in news topics. Secret Service and CIA caught drunk while on the job again. This is the second time. Like
the same person?
No. Diff said the first time they got caught with prostitutes and shit in their room down in South America. That was like last year we talked about that. This time they got caught drunk kicking it and shit. Why they supposed to be protecting the president when he was off. Right when he was off. So I don't know, man. Like my whole thing is these motherfuckers always be doing this shit though, man. Like dude, it's just we got so much technology now to be able to catch people and do anything. You can't do shit no more.
but lose an airplane.
I mean, you're right. Apparently, our technology ain't that great.
What's up with this lining?
Oh, that lining is kind of, who is
that? That's an ex-Secret Service agent. Dan
Bongino. Yeah, you got to get that hairline together, man. Swoop that shit a little more the first when you do it. Don't just, you know, yeah. This shit is LeBron. Yeah, a white LeBron. He got this shit going back.
That's a right angle.
All
right.
Next to the news, Alabama sorority went suit not to be able to allow black girls in the sorority.
I can't believe that. It's not 2014, man.
Like, they won a court case. Like, I think state Supreme Court, they won a case that they can not allow certain people in their sororities. It was because some black girls want to get in a sorority.
I mean, for real, why would you even want to be in this shit? You know?
Yeah, I don't know why either, though. Because I guess it's their selection to be able to select who they want to.
That's like getting mad because the Ku Klux Klan ain't letting you be a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Like, I don't want to be a member. So.
But I think it's the principle they went through with it to the fucking state Supreme Court with it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. If they willing to go that far, we don't have to. It's like, why the fuck would I go through? Because you know when you do your pledge and shit like that, they're going to go extra hard on you. They're going to make you want to quit, you know, with your pledge and stuff if you black and, you know.
They just call you a nigga 15 times, though.
Hell
just,
yeah.
Just finish it off
and,
like that.
You know,
nigga. Damn it. I'm out.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, if you want to be go where you are accepted and where there's no, you know, racism and just people who just are ignorant, ain't no point, you know, because they are always going to be that way, whether you are a part of their organization or not. Let them be you.
Ted, what you got on it?
I mean, I agree totally with Javon. Like, if they sitting there telling you, like, we don't want you to be a part of our sorority, this is some shit like it's only in the South. Like, if it's like, you know, I don't know, Phi Beta Chi or some shit, and they're all white in the South, but if you go up North, you know, it's
they're
totally, it's a mix. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, well, my mom pledged in, you know, over in, you know, somewhere in Boston, and you go to school down South, but you want to be, you know, a legacy with your mom. They're like, nah, we're not fucking with you.
Yeah, because you don't have the right skin color, pimpin'.
I don't even understand why they would fight to want to be that. I mean, unless they actually trying to cause, like, you know, they want to be the first. They want to be a pioneer. Like, I want to be the first, you know, Phi Beta Chi. And it's like, dude, especially being in a fraternity, I don't know why you would want to be with people who you know don't want you there. Because, like, you got to work with these motherfuckers. You got to see them every day.
And they gangster with they shit at those big schools because they fucking them white girls be having like big ass crisps, so you gotta live with them too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like they get money from school to do that shit. You know what I mean? So what's even more crazy is that you fighting to join this sorority, and this is how much they didn't want you to be in the sorority that they took it all the way to. Did you say to go to the Supreme Court?
State Supreme Court.
That's
still far enough.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It's like we dislike you so bad. We're gonna take this as far as possible to keep you from getting in. That's fucking amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk.
But like Javon said, why would you even wanna fucking join though?
That is the question.
All right, next up in the news, we have woman does prank call to daughter on April Fool's Day and then she gets locked up.
April Fool's.
She sent her daughter a text message or something like, hey, they shoot up the school. Yeah. So she called her and then she couldn't get her on the phone.
She looked, come on.
So she said, so her daughter is called the police. And the police rolling up there with, you know, SWAT team and all that shit.
Yep. She looked like, damn, I fucked up.
She's like a Sherry Shepherd.
She looked like, damn. You know, I would. They probably fired her. You know, they had to fire her, dog. Fired.
Hey, whoops.
What kind of joke is that,
though? You call your daughter. Yeah, they're shooting up at the school, and then laugh. You get off the phone. they're shooting up shooting up here at the school again. And you.
Why she get off the phone and say, watch this. She's probably gonna call the police.
She's gonna try and call me back. I'm gonna cut my phone off. Yeah, okay, you cut the phone off. Yeah, bitch, you got the police guard, the SWAT team, not the police, the SWAT. When a SWAT get called, it's gonna be trouble. And guess who in trouble? You, ma'am. You because you're playing the April Fool's joke. But that would have been funny if the SWAT would have got there and actually, like, really arrested her and everything. And right when they got her in the cell, closed the cell, and then say, April Fool's. Like, that would have really scared her. But it's like, man, you done lost your job from playing. Quit playing like that. Quit playing all the time. You
fucking playing, man.
You grown. Quit playing.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, damn, she going to get fired and she need to get locked up, though, because white people are real itchy right now with all that shit right now.
White people, all. I'm on orange still. What is it, level alert orange?
Yeah, level alert
orange. Still on orange. I've been orange for
you
a minute.
Still on orange?
Damn right. I'm scared of you.
Shit, here we go. All right, next up in the news. Mace to be kicked out of his church, supposedly. Pastor Mace.
Damn. He need to.
I'm tired of him dipping back and forth, though, trying to...
You can't... It ain't no such thing as that. I'm saying, like... If you
can't have one... As they say, you can't have one foot in the pulpit and one in the booth.
At all. Now, I'm going to say, I know it's a lot of people who... A lot of reverends and or whatever, do whatever, and they get exposed for it, you know? And, like, I don't respect none of them. And the same goes for Mace, man. Like, for you to be a preacher or whatever you do, and then jump back into rapping... And then at first he started off rapping cool, like about like happy shit, like welcome back, welcome back, welcome. He was like, you know, it was all upbeat, it was cool. But then he started saying nigga and stuff in his rhyme. Like he started back like cussing a little bit. It was like, come on, dude. Like I can't say I heard Mace straight cussing, saying dropping F bombs and stuff.
But he did have some G Unit songs, I think.
Yeah, I'm saying I have heard him say nigga before.
Yeah,
since he, you know what I'm saying.
Keep that foot in the pulpit.
You can't. But from what I heard, though, he went down there to do that because he got ran. I mean, I don't know how true it is. Ran up out of Harlem.
I heard that too. I've heard that too. That people said they ran up out of Harlem. Though. But have y'all seen him preach?
Yeah, I watched a little clip of his sermon.
What y'all think?
It was alright.
Yeah, it was funny though to see him be like. I mean, I told you, church folk. Like, okay, all right, Pastor Mace.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I mean, right here.
He is right there.
Yeah, Pastor Mace. We're going to play a little bit of selection from Pastor Mace.
Nah, who hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who's selling the store. Just tell me who rock, who the blue drop.
The first Mace album was pretty dope, though.
That ain't right. Harlem World, that was, though. It was a classic album. Definitely. Especially from Mace.
Yeah. But the Harlem Lord Corrective album was horrible, though. The whole Harlem Lord crew. But like him, his sister Baby Stace, Loon.
Oh, Blinky, yeah.
Blinky Blink.
Yes.
Cardan.
There was.
Blink.
Cardan.
He's saying a whole bunch of names. I remember.
There was like five or six of them.
Right. Struggle at. So ultimately,
but, you know, when you get on, you got to try and help people.
This doesn't work.
That's what you're trying to do.
When say this with me, the devil is a liar. If more people knew how God spoke and how God speaks, then they would even foolish proof their marriages. You can win your whole marriage back with this one statement right here. The devil is a liar. People spend so much time fighting each other, they don't spend no time fighting for each other. Say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
Now see, the devil would tell, he'll tell one person to go this direction, tell another person to go that direction, and all the while people think they're dealing with warfare with somebody, the other person is dealing with the same amount of warfare. They think they're the only person being told to leave. The other person is being told to pack their bags now. So they may beat you to the door if you both listen to the devil. But the devil is a liar. All she had to do was stand up to Satan and tell him, I refuse to allow how I feel to be stronger than what God said. Say that with me. I refuse to allow my feelings to weigh in stronger and move me to do what's opposite of this Bible.
All right. Yeah, now,
he's reaching. And he had a spray on lining.
Yeah. Now, my thing is, you know, and I don't know what his relationship is with God. You know, and I'm saying, man, he probably possibly does have a strong, like we all have our own relationship with God. But my thing is, if you're going to do, now, if he said, I'm going to do gospel rap, but you can't be teetering on that line, like, okay, I'm still in the streets type, you know what I'm saying, nigga and all that. The only way to redeem himself right now is if Mace be like, look, I would never go back to rapping again.
Or I do a Christian
music. I would do a Christian, that's all I'm doing is Christian music, like Salt from Salt and Pepper, how she doing her Christian music. I won't do any of my old songs and stuff. But if you, what I'm saying is, if you want to be true to yourself, just be like, look, I'm not ready to be this right now. I'm not ready to be a preacher. I thought I was. I'm not. I'm not ready to be a preacher, you know. And shit, you got to deal with, you got to deal with what you got to deal with, man. But playing with God, boy, please, ain't nothing you want to play with.
Pastor Mitch. All right, well, we're going to get ready to go to break. We're going to come back with the favorite section that everybody loves, Raw or Nah. This
Raw
is
or Nah.
There's some good ones on here. There's some good ones on here. We'll be back straight out of Low Cash.
Reach down my arms for you. You never reach back.
Cash, we are back in the building. All right, Javon, explain to everybody, all our new listeners.
Raw or no, pretty much any new listeners, if you're listening, raw or no, it's a term that we use to describe the music that we're going to hear today. Now, it pretty much comes from a time in our lives when we were both, well, actually when we were all conceived by with our parents. You know, back in the day, it was a time period where, you know, condoms weren't used at all. They weren't used. It was skin to skin contact. That was before all the diseases. Okay, now, back in the day, if your mother and your father were finna get down, your father was finna lay the rod, lay the hammer, lay the pipe, whatever your father was laying, okay, and, you know, whatever, at that point in time, your mother might have been at that time, like, had the first condom, per se. Let's say she had the very first condom, and she was like, here, before we do anything, I need you to put this sandwich bag on your penis. I need to put this sandwich. He'll be like, a bag. I need to feel that skin. No, Is this going to be raw or no? I will go right down the street to Veronica's house. And, like, you know, that was during that time period. And so raw was good. Raw was good. No, that's like you can't do it. Or was in the middle. So it was raw, that's good. Or that's in the middle. That's like a little head. No, that means no, we can't do nothing at all.
All
right. sandwich bag.
Sandwich bag on your dick. All right.
Yeah, I know what they did that though.
First up, we have Iggy Azalea and her new track, Fancy, featuring Charlie XCX.
Mm-hmm. First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this, girl? Remember my name. To blow.
I said, baby, I do this. I thought that you knew this. Can't stand no haters and honest. The truth is that my flow retarded. HBD departed. I'm stupid, I can't shop in no department and get my money on time. If they got money, decline. I swear I'm in that day so much to get that line of rewind. To get my money on time. If they got money, decline. I just can't worry about no haters. Gotta stay on my grind. Now tell me who that. Who.
All right. Ted, let's go with you first.
I like that joint. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give it either a high note. A high. Raw? Or is it?
Or
it can't be raw, but it can be or raw.
No, no, it gotta be raw or no. We just did that for the episode. It gotta be raw or no.
I'll give it a raw. I like it. I like Iggy. I think she's sexy a little bit.
Okay, real.
I'll give it an or. It was cool.
Javon,
I'm gonna give it a raw. I don't think it don't really sound like anything that's out right now. I think Iggy is in her own lane.
Yeah.
As far as her sound and the way her stuff sounds,
it's different, totally different.
And, like, you wouldn't even know. She's from, like, UK, right?
Australia.
Okay, Australia. I knew it was from her. But, like, you know, just the way Iggy raps and stuff like that, I think she's way more lyrical than, like, what's a V-Nasty and people like that. She's more, I'm saying she's more lyrical than a lot of these chicks.
She's like lyrical than some of these niggas.
Yeah, exactly. So, I got to go. I'm gonna give her a raw, man. I liked it. What about you, D?
I'm going to go with a no. Reason I'm going to say no is because it just seemed like her cadence. I just don't like her cadence. And the way she, it's like her voice doesn't match what the way what she looks.
Like. I think that's what I like about it, though.
And it feels like sometimes, it feels sort of like her rhymes is like forced.
Yeah, I was just saying that.
Like it feels like she forced it. Like,
that's because you're saying that her voice don't match up, so that's why it seems forced. But right. Like, what if somebody says, like, you know.
What if you hadn't seen the video and know she looked that way?
I still would think it was forced.
No, if you didn't even know that she was, you know, nothing about
her. Right. And I was listening to it. I think it's still forced. It still feels
she
forced.
She always sounded forced to me.
It sounds forced. Like she's rhyming. It's forced to be rhyming.
Mm-hmm.
And like she just seems like she's trying to be forced with it. All right. Next up, we have the Guap Girls. Remember, you have to pull it. Go to maybe the right there. Because this that course is for a minute. It's called Ciroc and Thoughts.
Call Tati for the thoughts. Call Tati for the thoughts. Got a party pack of them pills. Gonna pass them out to the block. I'm pulling up Ciroc. Call Tati for the thoughts. Got a party pack of them pills. Gonna pass them out to the block. Call Tati for the thoughts. Call Tati for the thoughts. Got a party pack of them pills. Gonna pass them out to the block.
Call Tati up for them thoughts. You know she keep a lot. We freaky, no far will. Fuck niggas if they real. Shoot them down if they not. We swerving through your blocks. Them D-boys got us geeked up, fucking name. We want your knot. We bad bitches with kill switches. We'll drill quicker for the meal ticket. We mean business. We real reckless. Your man lust us. He can't trust us. He brought us to the spot. I called my F. Told him that we hit a lick and that we need them to make a stop. Go get Molly. She with Lily. Tell her bring Keisha. It's a girl's night. We pouring up Ciroc. Them WAP girls don't.
We don't do no fighting. We all about that gunplay. Thought City. Rat City, no capping, no lacking. Bitch, get out her body. She ain't going back in. Slip the bitch up, Molly. Run her like a track. Drop the bitch in nowhere.
That sounded forced.
Yeah.
No. No, I can't. My name is Javon. I'm saying
we about that gunplay. No.
No, I can't. I'm saying, and yeah, this was probably definitely Chicago because I could tell by what them saying lacking and. This is something else.
This right here?
Does everybody just want to go nah for we can have more time with this next one?
Yeah.
Everybody just cool with nah, though?
This
cool
right here?
Needs a little bit more extra attention, though.
I'm cool with nah.
No,
I'm going
the
with
the fact
nah.
that they referring to themselves as thoughts is crazy to me.
Ciroc and thoughts.
And this right
this
here?
Is a John Earl, the Spinner Man. Now, explain for everyone that may not be able to see this, Javano, sit this all up for them.
Okay.
If y'all
have ever seen Nas' video, you know I can be what I want to be.
Damn it, man. That's what I thought when I saw this.
You could picture like Nas in the front and little kids in the back. You know, he uplifting the little kids. Well, in this video right here, it looks like it was done on a public access channel. I'm sure it was. The dude has on like some flannel, long flannel shorts, like a all black G Unit tank top, like plaid shorts, with some kind of chain on with a big plastic AutoZone spinner rim on the chain. But behind him, he has some kids. I'm not sure if they were like kids that were at the YMCA that the parents probably was like, yeah, y'all can go over and help him in the little studio because he's doing something for public access. And like they was like, okay, we're gonna be in his video. He might have amped them up, but pretty much it's him standing in front of the kids. The kids are behind him, and you would think from the video, it looks like he's gonna be rapping a good song for the kids. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna check him out. You know, this is Spinner Man.
Performing Trap Star.
Trap Star, yeah.
Big money. Big money. Big money. Hey, 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 hey. You got big money. You got fancy cars. Everybody know you. It's like you a Trap Star. You're breaking down bricks, chopping up O's. Breaking down bricks, chopping up O's. You got big money. You drive fancy cars. Everybody know you. It's like you a Trap Star. You're breaking down bricks. Chopping up O's, breaking down bricks, chopping up O's. Got the arm and hammer, but you ain't working with no nails. You cook the cake, now you straight catch your sales. You break down bricks, call you devilish and man. You got a chunk, now they popping rubber bands. You pack heat, just like Dwayne Wade. Got you blowing up like you swallowing a grenade. Got the toilet paper, because you know you the E. Got the A1s, where every color and fee. Got the keys.
All right, I'm going wrong.
No.
I'm going wrong.
Hey, that dance move is amazing.
It's great.
Hey, get to the dance. Let it go to the dance move around. Let it go to the dance move.
Man, time to take the shot.
Just let it play. It's going to come out.
Sitting on the truck frame. You got them gals and you don't even know their name. Smoke that 150 a quarter. Don't read up. Now you're pushing that blow like a tweener. When they hit the NO, the block is like chiggers. Everybody know your name. The real figures, we love you to death. The fake figures, wish you took your last breath. To flood the block and throw a larger amount. Even through a drought's money. You got fancy cars, everybody know you. It's like you a trap star, you breaking down.
Hey, this is what I imagine Mr. Bibbs would look like.
Oh, man. Hey, dog.
Well, and look, and every time he turns, he's spinning the spinning boy too though.
That's so weird.
Hold up,
Ram.
And that's a spinning hubcap, folks.
Yeah, it's definitely a hubcap.
he need to be the picture on.
I hit him up with an email. You know I already did. Hit him up with an email.
Hey, dude straight had a fuck this shit moment. Like when I say, I mean like you rapping and it's like, oh, what else can I do? Oh, I fuck this shit and then you start dancing.
Like he just gave up, like fuck it.
He just thought, hey, that Usher dance, dog. They killed me when I first saw that. Teddy, did you tag me in the video when I saw that? I said, man, what the
fuck? He was killing that shit.
Yeah, he was. So I got to give him, I'm going to give him a raw.
I'm giving him a raw. Yeah. I'm going raw too.
I would like to see him in the dance battle versus Sean Fury.
Arterio,
yeah. All three.
I can't believe the channel approved it.
I think he was talking about it's not good that you're doing all this stuff. We just lost the message in the spinner.
I think they don't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Chopping O's and
chopping up.
Oh, you're talking about. He's talking about Alphabet.
Dude, he was giving them instructions on how to top up the O's. Like, first you chop up the crack, put it in the pot.
I'm saying baking soda.
What we got coming up next, D?
Next up, we got Jamal Buford, his new track.
My joint.
Man, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all can't say it's y'all joint before we hear it, man. Y'all tame me when y'all do that, because I'm going to be like, oh, it's going to be something dope. I don't want to know it's going to be dope. I don't even want to know if it's going to suck.
Through the hall at school, when the other children were in their rooms, Did you ever listen to the sounds that come from the rooms?
Someone she knows will happen by a window. What could it mean, such a
loser? I guess the shoe fits. So I'm suited and booted just like the groomsmen. Head full of berries and juices, Princess Amunda. If I like her, then maybe I should pursue her. Put a ring on it before jumping the broom first. I know why the caged bluebird singing like Future. Cause he knows he might lose her if another man decides to choose her. Damn, I know y'all ain't accustomed to me cussing, but fuck it. I done lost enough and I'm dusted and disgusted. My money coming up shorter than Muggsy Bogues in a jump ball. Try to make her stay or let her go. Tough call, it could literally go either way. Block charge, I told her I would make it big one day and be a pop star. Clearly that shit was not in the cards. Not playing with a full deck, I should've stopped from the start. Damn. Minimum of $11, I'd share 10 of them. I know nowadays that's a rare sentiment.
All right, let's go with Rim versus his boy.
I'm gonna go to Raw on that one. Smooth.
His name used to be Buff One. I didn't even know that was the same dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Raw. I like the flow. It went well with the beat. He didn't override the beat. He wrote it nicely, and the beat was dope. So I'm going with Raw. Javon?
I gotta go to Raw, dog. Yeah, I know. I'm saying I love good music. So you know, you talk about something that you could play in the car 10 years from now. This one of them tracks, like the beat, just it ain't too much. It ain't like one of them catchy beats. He ain't rapping with auto tune on his voice. It's just rhyming, you know, talking on the track, and like you say, not doing too much, but just putting a dope track together, man. So yeah, I'm giving it a Raw.
Teddy,
I'm going Raw on this one, man. I think I like the video. I like the lyrics. I like the fact that. Even the story he was telling, it took me kind of back to the 90s, you know what I mean? Like Far Side, Passed Me By, man.
Right.
It's kind of that same sort of feel, man.
I can feel that.
Extra chill, man. So, yeah, he gets it wrong for me.
All right. Next up, we have, this is going to be a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Gangsta Boo.
Oh, we have to hear.
And LeChat featuring Mia X.
We have Mama to hear Mia. We have to hear Mia X.
And his song is called Bitch.
That boost.
Shout out to MCE, the original.
DJ Paul, beat.
What we gon' do right about now is take y'all back to the club. When the clubs was really about that life. Mama Mia, Gangsta Boo, LeChat, let's go.
Give it a Raw, man. I liked it. I liked all of them coming together doing something. Like it was some Turtle Club up type. Gave me that feel like back in my younger day, you know. But I liked it, man. I'm giving it a Raw. I like seeing Mama Mia on the track. I want to hear more from her though. And yeah, that's it. I'm gonna give it a Raw.
Teddy.
Yeah, congrats to my brother. Definitely brought us back to days of youth. definitely. I don't know. I told you, man. You put yeah ho or anything somewhere in the beat with DJ Paul, nigga. That's automatic or yeah. Right off the flip.
Yeah ho.
Yep. Yeah ho. All right. Shit, real.
Yeah, I go the wrong this one. They should. It'd be dope. They do like a whole project.
That's just to say that they come with like a super group though.
That'd might as well.
Yeah.
I'm saying like
they can call the album yeah ho.
Damn.
That motherfucker be snapping too. I bet.
Yeah ho.
Yeah, DJ Paul producing.
And that was DJ Paul, that was him at the beginning, wasn't it? For a brief second.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the beat. I'm fucking with
it,
man.
I'm gonna go to Raw. It just was hype. It just gave you like that bounce.
That's a new female anthem at the what was the other one? Stilettos or whatever the fuck this is. Run up, get done up.
Run up, get done up.
That was
that's Crime Mob.
Crime Mob.
Now what would be dope though if they did like. Now I'm saying I don't know how y'all feel about this. If Nicki Minaj jumped on this mug and got on her.
That would throw a lot of motherfuckers off. But
yeah. Damn right.
I think it would be dope, though. Yeah. It'll set it off because it's a different sound from the rest
Nicki
of
Nicki would be able to earn some street credibility back, too.
Absolutely. But you know, Nicki going to be the hardest rhymer out of all of them. Yeah. You know.
You don't think Man X would be the heck with her?
Nah.
Talking about rhyming, Nicki Minaj, by far, mainstream-wise, has been the best. I'm trying to think any females. Nicki rhymed harder than a lot of females. She might be one of the best female rappers. I'm going to say.
I say J. Gray's the best female rapper.
I said mainstream. Yeah. Now, if we're talking about just female rhymers, yeah, of course. I think Nicki can hold her own with Jean Grey if given, like, has been put on that platform to have to really rap. I think she can do it. But then she proved it at the Cypher. Like, when all the guys are rapping, she got in there and did her thing. So I think she can pull it off. But if she jumped on this track, I mean, the track, I'm going to say we all say this raw. I mean, did you say D?
I'm going raw.
We all said this track was raw, but like if Nicki jumped on it, I think that would give like the cosign that this track would need to for a lot of people to bump it and listen to it.
Nigga, it was all three. It was Juicy J, DJ Paul, and Crunchy Black in female version.
Yeah. All right, next up we have Girl Talk and Freeway featuring Waka Flocka. The song's called Tolerated.
This joint super fun.
Pop off a slug just to send people a telegram. I think I tolerated all the hate I can stand. Flip-flops and trumps, Afghanistan, marching band. I'm from PA State. When we step in, the people hate. Cause we floss, we really ball, they really can't. Heavyweight, we set them up and they took the bait. Just give me a reason, I come through and make that heat awake. Haters, watch out, we get it popping. No battles, we send you shots in your ass. But we leave it rotten. People hear about you watching, but don't hear about you crying. Trust me, send you shots to your noggin. It's not a problem. See, I'm world tour just to get money. Hit the stew to get my bank up. That's right, no imposters. I do it proper. I'm Betty Crocker, got my cake up. That's right, in the whip with a pretty bitch. Fat ass, 2 A-cups. I'll order more my wrist up. That's why they hate us. Haters with 380s. I seen them haters in Little Haiti and they was calling me Rick Ross. Heard them haters play soccer, better kick rocks like you kick ball. It's Freezer, your highness, your blindness. I'm soaring in the sky. Must I remind you, these rappers vagina. We numero uno when you're fed up.
What?
All right, Teddy, what you think?
I liked it, yo. I liked it. I'll probably give it a hot or. I don't know, if it came over the radio, I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. But the video kind of makes...
Yeah, makes up for it a lot, though.
So, yeah.
I real?
I give it the same thing, a high or. The video was dope, though.
Yeah, the video carries it a lot. The video definitely carries it a lot. Javon?
I'm gonna give it a high or, same thing. The video... I think the video for all of us pretty much carried the... I mean, because it was like there's some wild shit going on. I mean, we like martial arts and stuff like that.
I think the Freeway's voice is very contagious, though, too, though. He has a very good rap voice. I've always said that his voice always carries him well on songs, and he can rhyme just by needing to be. He's just He just ain't been the same since Cassidy ripped him up that one time.
Nope.
He ain't been the same as a rapper.
Put on the beat.
Yeah, he ain't been the same since that. So I'm going to with an or myself, hot or as well. Last up, we have my baby mama, Teacher Moses, and her new track, All I Ever Wanted.
Pretty angel, but you got me out here living in hell. You said, baby, don't go, don't go. Then you act like you don't want me here. All I want is to feel free again. All I need is to get the loving that I give in return. Bad as I am, the way you treat me, this don't make no sense, no baby, this don't make no sense. I had to get my weight up, that's what you didn't know. I took what you gave and I flipped back. Now I'm getting mine alone, but all I ever want,
all I ever wanted was your love.
All I ever want,
all I ever wanted was your love.
All I ever want,
all I.
Alright, alright. Rem, let's go with you first.
I'm going to Raw. She make a lot of good music. She brought back a classic.
And the beat, and then she wrote it correctly. It's like
she
a lot
did
of people,
the right way.
Yeah, she wrote it. She sung on it correctly. A lot of people try to sing on that Luchini beat and fuck it up. She did well. I'm going Raw, though. I fuck with all her music, though. Definitely been fucking with her since Complex and Simplicity album. One of the most slept on R&B albums, I feel, of all time. Definitely, she's got some good music out there, so definitely I'm going with a Raw with the Teacher. Javon?
I'm going to give her an or. I thought it was a cool track, you know? I mean, it wasn't, like, super impressive, but I give it an or.
All right. Teddy?
Yeah, I agree with Javon. I'm going to go ahead and give it an or. I think a lot of what I liked about it was the Luchini beat. Well, she did do well on it, though, so I will give her that. And it does sound like she does have some vocal range, so I will give her a high or, though.
All right. That's the end of this for Raw. Now we'll be back with our topic of the night, which is, why don't we see more fathers in the media in general? I think that's the question of the night. Why don't we see people more like see more fathers? You know, we always see people just with mothers, though.
I was just talking about that.
Yeah, so we'll be back. We'll talk about it. Straight out low cash.
Bye.
You care that much for you. Don't even know me. Don't know me at all. But my name's in my mouth. Tell me really what's that all about? Here's some change. Here's some change. Why don't you buy some business? Because you're always here in mine. It never fails. Every time speaking on. Do you find a time?
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We are back. We are back. All right, let's dive into this topic of the night. Javon, three of us in here are members of Team Leave It In. We're fathers.
Yeah. Yeah.
My question is, like, when you see society where it is, and not just black, I think in general, you don't see a lot of people in media or different places of visuality of people being fathers.
Never.
Right.
You never see it. Never. Especially, particularly, let's say black people, though.
Never.
Like, you don't see, and I know a lot of cats that are fathers.
You mean like just on television stuff?
Yeah, television, like media, the main just role, this regular random shit.
I'm going to say...
Just even a commercial with a little kid holding his daddy hand type shit. You'll never see it.
I disagree with that.
I do. I never see it.
I see it a lot, actually.
I watch TV a little bit, but one of the main positive roles I can say of a father on television right now in the black community, amongst black folks, I mean, some people might disagree with me, but T.I. on Family Hustle, I think that's a dope. I think that's like the modern day Cosby show, you know, just because regardless of what T.I. rap about or whatever, I mean, he's dope. He's a dope artist. But his family, like when you see him with their family, you're like, dude, that's how it's supposed to be. All your kids close no matter what. Like, so yeah, like I mean, I think it's represented a little bit. It probably could be more because I know y'all say y'all don't see it. But I mean, I see it a little bit, but not as much as I would like to.
Teddy, what were you saying? What were you saying though? You say you think you see it. You do see it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I do see it, and maybe it's not. I don't think it's proper representation as far as black people are concerned, but I do see it across the board. Like, like one a perfect example. One of the places I thought it was going to be unexpected was when Cheerios did that commercial.
Oh yeah, with the biracial girl.
Yeah, with the biracial girl. You know what I'm saying? And so. I was just happy that it was even black dudes. You know what I'm saying? That it was a black guy. So, but yeah, I mean, I think there's a they show fathers. Like I said, I just don't think there's a fair representation in the race. I think it's still the industry is Caucasian, and it's very reflective of that. You know what I mean?
And I've come to realize is that white people don't dream in color.
No, well
they don't dream. Like, oh, snap, it'd be dope if it was a black family. Or, oh, snap,
well,
it'd be dope if it was a black friend on the show.
Well, right. Well, it just depends. Like, when you think about the makeup of America, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's way more often that you see Caucasians that don't interact with black people versus black people being able to interact with Caucasians just off of the simple fact of just getting jobs because most of the power and the money and the employment is held by white owners. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like black people have money in masses. So, you know, you go to corporate world, who are you going to see? You're going to see white folks. You know, you go to, I'm in the hood right now, Save-A-Lot over in Pagedale. All the cashiers are black, the managers are white.
That's it. Yeah, it's always crazy like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're always forced to interact, but if that's the same thing, like it's just like when you tell stories, you tell stories that are reflective of your culture, which is why there are no black characters written in for Hollywood or television, because all the writers are white. So you just tell stuff that you're reflective that you see. Like you can't. It's hard. That's why people get so upset when white writers try to talk about black. Like perfect example. They were trying to. You see that comment they made about Paul Ryan?
No.
So apparently there's a lot of people that are in an uproar about Paul Ryan talking about, he said there's a big problem with welfare in the inner city, that there's this lack of work ethic, and, you know, the people in the inner city need to pull their, you know, stop looking for handouts or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people got upset because it's coming from a white Republican. Same notion, they go back a year. And it's not verbatim, but it's very eerily reminiscent of something that Michelle Obama said, and actually Bill Maher pointed out on the show. So he was asking, what's old boy that used to have a show on Fox, Kamal Bell. Yeah, he was asking Kamal Bell about like the difference and why it's going to be accepted from one person and not be accepted from another group. A lot of people, and it's just because of its relation point. Like, you can't speak about what another group is going through, you know, from the outside looking in and expect people of that group to accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
true. And tell them what they need to do. if you've never struggled or went through it before.
Went through it, right? That's real. So what do you think though, Rim, about topic?
I mean, me being a father, I rarely see anything on TV that I can see and be like, man, that kind of remind me of me in my home or how my father was. My father was always around. I never saw nothing like, wow, that remind me of my old dude. Like, it's always like, even the T, I think it's cool, but it's like it still kind of come with that image, like, okay, you got to be like a rich rapper,
you right. know. Is to, not you, a know regular,
you
know,
it's like
regular.
That regular dude, but he's like a real dude. You never really see it.
Last good black father, James, yeah. on Good Times.
Yeah,
yeah.
What about
Bill Cosby?
Okay, Bill Cosby.
What about the Wings?
Pops?
Nah, my wife and kids.
Wife and kids too. Bernie Mac on
right.
Bernie Mac show.
Well, I guess that was in the past. We said now.
Now
you don't say. Like.
There is no what's the dad of the good, nice, cool black dad on TV now.
That's them days.
Soul
done.
Man, I heard is supposed to be pretty good. What I said.
You know what?
Meet the Browns.
Well, I ain't seen Soul Man. Yet.
Soul Man, you talk with
Cedric.
Have you watched the room?
Yeah, it's all right. It's
kind of corny.
Kind of corny. That's what I'm saying. Like, what last show you saw that you was like, dang, he remind me of me? You know what I'm saying? Or my old dude? It's like, y'all, it's kind of corny, or it's kind of like.
Well, I mean, but you also got to look at the context of it too. Like, there's not a lot of black. What's the word? I don't want to call it reality TV shows. Like, it's either a comedy or it's a, what's the word? It's either comedy or a drama. I mean, like, the black father on Scandal, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
His old dude is, doofus.
Yeah, that's called Scandal. There's a lot of corrupt shit going on.
Exactly. So, and I'm pretty sure there's some other shows that we're probably leaving out, but as far as, like, the black father, like, I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're either going to see a sitcom or a romance comedy or a drama. So there's not like a real depiction of everyday life, especially dealing with black folks. But then again, is there a real depiction of everyday life with white people? Can we even speak on that? Do we know what everyday life is for white people?
No. I mean, no. I just always thought white people were happy.
Well, they just have a dog. They have a, they have 401k. They have nice jobs. No, I don't know. I'm just making some shit up. I don't know. I mean, I think we're just saying more. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind.
And I'm just saying this in general, even though, like, you know, like, I'm just saying this even on general case, not even just in TV, just period, where we see black fathers in general?
Not at all.
Well, is it fathers or black fathers?
Black fathers.
Let's go into black fathers.
You mean just in public and shit?
Yeah. No, just a period, like, where you'll just see on TV or something, though, and just
no,
be like.
No, you don't.
Like, on, like, the media. Just not media, like a TV show, but
right,
just
so
period.
You mean like
story, just a new story with there's a dad and his
no,
kid.
Sure,
just in public.
With black fathers? No,
anywhere, anything in public. You never really see that.
I don't see it like white fathers and like that, just because I don't really watch the news like that. I probably should, but like the news is pretty much all designed to show you all the worst of the worst.
Because I mean, you always just see, oh yeah, you know, it's mama and the son, or mama and the daughter.
Right.
They never.
But I see that a lot.
That's true.
I'm saying, I see that,
not just with white people too.
I see white folks and black folks with that. But I don't too much watch the news, just because it be. I know it's bad. I know a lot of bad shit goes on every day, and that's what the news want to show you to keep you watching. So.
Well, it's fear factor, man. It's all about fear propaganda.
Yep.
It's just interesting to me because you don't see fathers, or like I remember I went to pick up my daughter and I was walking out and I heard them say, "That's a good daddy right there."
That's what I'm saying. That I hate that.
Me too.
And I was like, at the beginning of it was like, yeah, I took it as like some props, but then I got in the car though and I was like,
because like they expect you not to be a good father.
Nah, because I hate like my son in the store. It's like everybody turning look at you.
Yeah.
Then if I'm like ringing out. And they notice my ring, my marriage ring. Oh, he's a good guy. You know, it's like we get married just like y'all get married. I hate that.
I feel you on that. And I do get that when I'm out with my son. I've gotten it before. I'm gonna say not as of recent, but I done had people say I really like seeing it, you know, and I don't even know you. I done had a lady tell me that before. I don't even know you, but just see you taking time out with your son.
So that's maybe that's just reflective of what we're talking about, though. But the fact that they don't see it in the media.
But the thing is, I know a lot of dudes that take care of these kids and our fathers and.
But how do you reflect that with the larger population, though?
Right.
Because the tone of what everything is being talked about is the fact that black men aren't there for their kids, though, and I think that's totally not true, though.
I don't. It statistically. But
statistically, they also they just came out with a new statistic though. I need to find it, but they're talking about how white men are rising in the fact of illegitimate kids as well as
not
being in their kids' lives too.
Right, but it's actually
at a higher rate almost. They were saying.
I mean, but the thing is, they are numbers anyway.
Right. So. Well, that's what I'm saying. But how reflective is that? Like when you see in your daily life, you know what I'm saying? Like.
And it's also association, though, too.
Well, it is. But so perfect example. You go out, perfect example. I will probably see, I see 30 families come through where I work, right? I'll probably say, and this is being generous, I'll probably give them, like, maybe 20% will come through with dads. But mothers?
100%.
You know, when they're coming up to sign their kids up for Red Bull Rookie Baseball, it's the mom. You know, I got to get my baby into this. I got to be my baby into that. Blah, 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 this and that. You know, I'm not saying that the father isn't there.
That's also to say that this is.
And maybe they are, but there are other ones that I know for a fact are single. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you just, it's just the way of the world. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, unfortunately, that is how our culture has been set up. You know what I mean? You know, and it's cool. And, you know. You know, I mean, we talk about it because what is the thing that's, you know, moving through the media right now? You know, I mean, we got rappers out here talking about, you know, fucking and not using rubbers and not taking care of their kids and being on Molly and
shout out to Paul George,
right? Exactly, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, in all honesty, it's nothing wrong with what Paul George did.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, he asked her to, you know, have the abortion. You know, I mean, he was in his legal right to ask the question, but we all knew that she was not going to do it, but he was dumb for laying down and not strapping up in the first place.
Man, I got a $10 million lottery ticket, but I give you 20 grand if you just tear it up
right now. Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing, I mean, that's not, you can't be mad at him for that, but same token, you know, he's going to have to deal with the consequences, and hopefully he stay in this child's life and don't be bullshit, but yet and still, we all know that there's hella single women out here. Who daddies ain't shit.
Yeah, that's real. But my whole thing is like, let's push up the positive though. They're always talking about niggas ain't shit. My baby daddy ain't shit though. We would never push forward the positive.
But who's doing it? Who gonna do it? Because the thing is, it's not if we have the expectation that white media is gonna do that.
So
who gonna do it? Is it gonna be black entertainment television?
Hell no.
Well, that's my point. That's my whole point. How's that gonna work? Because if we only have a few black stations, who gonna show it? Because the black stations owned by the white folks.
Yeah. Well, I just think pretty much all we can do is just keep doing what we're doing. As far as I mean, you really can't really worry about what somebody's gonna think or how they gonna proceed. Like I just think as black men, we just need to keep being. Positive, like more, a lot of us are, but maybe the world don't know it.
To play devil's advocate on that, what you're saying, I think that maybe we also are running in different circles too. We talking from a different level of consciousness too.
What you mean?
Like, I wonder sometimes when we talk about certain shit, are we only talking within our scope because. We around motherfucker. Like we would be checking each other and be like, damn, you ain't went to go pick up Xander, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you don't see your dog, like you don't see your kid. Yeah. Like why not?
But that's my point. But that's what I was talking about. If you compare us to the general population, like I would venture to guess that it's not like this everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
No, I recognize that though too. And I recognize that bias. In saying that, but I think if we saw more positive images like that, I think it would be better. Cool.
But whose responsibility is to show it?
It's our responsibility.
But we don't have anything to show. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's why I feel like right now is the prime opportunity to do shit like that. Like, you know, with YouTube and all the rest of that stuff. But the only problem is that shit costs money, that shit costs time, and that shit costs resources.
Yeah.
But if motherfuckers ain't going to support it,
and it makes it even
I mean, think about it. Think about it. We put a show out there, a comedy show that was based on black fathers, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think it would have the potential to reach the same? And it was promoting positivity. Would it have the ability to receive the same sort of support like some shit like Scandal?
Hell no.
No, because Scandal, I mean, because
niggas, because motherfuckers like drama.
They like drama. Now, if you had a show with like black fathers, and then like maybe let's say two white fathers or two just other races or whatever, and then added some, I don't know.
But it wouldn't be us though. That's what I'm saying. Nah, it's a,
you're like, saying just all
just
us.
Black. If it was black, if it was. Here's a better question. Let's modernize one of the best TV shows that we all grew up on. Uh-huh. That was the epitome of black positivity, The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Modernize it, and it comes out now. Would it sustain?
No.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just this reflection of the culture.
Nah.
You see what I'm saying?
And not that just black culture. I think even if it was a white family like that, it wouldn't rock.
Nigga, I mean, I think it just depends. Like, they got shows.
Everything is slanted drama, you know, on the east side, though. Like, How I Met Your Mother and shit.
It would have to have some drama in it now.
I don't know. No, here's the thing, though. It's not that Cosby didn't have drama. You see what I'm saying? Like, they dealt with issues, you know, with, you know, kids stealing and all the stuff that was, you know, going on back in the 80s.
And they wrapped it up in a nice little...
And they wrapped it right. Yeah. Half an hour later, shit was over. You know what I mean? Cool. Yeah. Family House did... I mean, Full House did the same shit. Family Matters did the same shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Step by step.
Nigga, they're about to do it right now, matter of fact. And it's finna take off. And it's something that we grew up on.
What is that?
They relaunching Boy Meets World, but
yeah,
it's... girl.
With his daughter.
Right, it's Girl Meets World. And it's Corey and Topanga got married.
And their daughter is the
Disney baby. Got all those shows all the time.
So I'm saying, so they really doing that?
Yeah.
They've
already dropped the trailer for it.
Yeah, they already dropped. They've
what is it called?
It's called Girl Meets World.
What?
And it's and the chick, the her little sidekick, her buddy is Ryder Strong. Remember the dude Sean?
Mm-hmm.
It's her daughter. It's his daughter. I'm sorry. They
best friends.
Yeah, they got that. It's there. We ain't got it. That's the difference, and it's sustainable.
But is it gonna last? Disney. But I'm saying, is it gonna last?
It's on
though?
Disney. It's gonna stay. Like Disney, the Wizards of Waverly Place, they got all sorts of crazy shit on there, and it's nothing but it's mostly white families.
Damn. No, that's real. Well, yeah, we get ready to wrap it on up though. Everybody, let everybody know where they can hit you up with Javon.
Man, look, y'all can always follow me on Twitter, on Minded. You can follow me. Jovan, B as in Brian, I, B as in Brian, B as in Brian, S as in Sam. That's on Twitter. The same thing goes for Instagram. You can do the same name, Jovan, BIBBS. Follow me. I like it.
Teddy, where can people contact you, baby, man?
You can find me on Facebook, Theodore Simpson IV. That's Roman numeral 4, not the number 4. And...
okay.
On Twitter, 60-second marathon, 60MARATHON.
Ian.
Yeah. Real, where can I hit you up at?
DJ Reminisce 10, yes. Instagram, Twitter, Gmail, MySpace.
Space.
All right, you can hit me up at Dig Game.
D.
Or Digame, tell me, Spanish, DIGGAME. And on Instagram, I'm going to start pushing up more. At Dig Game ISU, from my university ISU, on Instagram. Hit us up with emails as well, straightolc@gmail.com, as well as on our Twitter page, straightolc, and our Facebook fan LC. Page, straight out of low cash. Get on there. We man, people be turning up over there, so definitely jump over there.
Jump on over there.
And holler at us on that.
Keep it going, D.
And we'll be back next week, straight out of low cash.
Yeah.